Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to come to you on this morning, Lord God. We decree and declare blessings upon the families, oh dear God, that's going through this unrest, oh Father God. We bless the families that are going through the flooding system and the calamities all over the world at the present time, oh dear God. We decree and declare that they shall have victory in this season, oh dear God. We declare and decree blessings upon our leaders that's leading our country, oh dear God. We decree and declare blessings upon marriages, oh Father God, that you will bring them together. Lord God, we decree and declare blessings upon the sick and afflicted, oh dear God. Because Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, oh dear God. We decree and declare blessings upon the fivefold ministry, oh Father God, that they shall come together and speak your word in season and out of season, oh dear God. We decree and declare blessing among your prophets, oh dear God, that shall continue to bring your word in this earth, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will bring us all on one accord, oh dear God, that we will practice more love, oh dear God. We decree and declare victory in your name, Lord God. We decree and declare that we will continue to stand on your unadulterated word, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we shall be the good news spreaded upon the earth, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will bless the bereaved family, oh dear God, the sick and the shut-in, oh dear God. We decree and declare blessings upon our children, oh dear God, that we will continue to be build an inheritance for them, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will be the ultimate example that you have commissioned us to be, oh Father God. We decree and declare that you shall come forth, oh dear God, in our mouths, oh dear God, that we continue to download the information that you have given us in your word, oh dear God. We decree and declare blessings upon blessings, oh dear God, special anointing, oh dear God, that we will be the remnant in the earth, oh dear God. We decree and declare, oh dear God, that you will continue to allow us to smell the sweet savor that you have given in the earth, oh dear God, that we will be able to allow it to permeate our souls, our spirit, and our hearts, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will continue to come up to the throne of grace, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will take a stand in this season, oh dear God, that we will continue to speak your praises among your people, oh dear God. We decree and declare that we will just permeate love above all things, oh dear God, because you said that love covers a multitude of sin, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to give us utterance to speak your language, oh dear God, so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. And prophetess Darlene, let's open up the lines so the prophets can speak in their heavenly language, oh dear God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I thank you, Father, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, for your loving kindness. And thank you, God, for drawing us together again under the shadow of your wings, God, on this prayer line. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and their vision to allow us to pray at midnight, to seek your face at midnight. Thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy. Your mercy endures forever, God. Thank you for each and every blessing, God. Thank you, God, for covering us and keeping us and guiding us and being with us, God. And, Lord, we ask for so many things, God. You know what we need. You know our needs even before we ask. You know the desires of our hearts. And I thank you, God, for answering those prayers. Lord, look upon those who are sick and bereaved. Lord, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, and anyone else who's on the prayer list whose names I'm not aware of, but you are, God. Lord, we ask for your healing for them. And I ask you for your healing for my own body. And I thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy. It endures forever. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line this morning, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Bless their homes. Bless their families. Bless their households. Bless them on their jobs and their going and coming, God. And I ask you to bless each and every person who's listening in on the line, God. Bless them in a mighty way, oh God. God, thank you for answering their prayers, for lifting them up, for seeing the desires of their hearts and bringing it to pass, God. And God, I ask you to look upon, yes, the weather, God, these hurricanes and so much destruction happening in the earth, God. You're very aware of everything. You know, this is your earth, God. This is your earth. But we ask you to cease. Speak, God. Speak to the winds. Speak to the water, God. Is a new hurricane on the rise, planning to hit the northeast, God. We ask you right now in Jesus' name to stop it, Lord. Thank you for the healing that you're doing in Houston, Texas, and surrounding areas, Louisiana, and anywhere else in the earth where so much destruction is happening, God. This is your earth. God, we ask you to bring these things to an end. And thank you for hearing our prayers in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And dear Heavenly Father, tonight we thank you, Lord God, for your presence in our lives. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to seek us each and every day. Lord, tonight I ask and I pray for increase in our desires to know you. I ask, Lord God, that you would continue to increase our faith, Lord God, that you would increase, Lord God, our strength and our courage to overcome all things, Lord God. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the we thank you for being first, Lord God, on your list. Lord God, of healing, of miracles, of blessings. We thank you for what you continue to bestow upon our lives, Lord God. I pray that in this season, Lord God, as we move in this season, as we move into the last quarter of the year, Lord God, that you would just remind us where we started from, Lord God, where we came from, Lord God, and where you're getting ready to take us. We thank you for the climbing, Lord God. We thank you for the elevation, the promotion. We thank you in advance, even in now, Lord God. We speak to our uncertainties. We speak to our fears. We speak, Lord God, to any area in our lives, Lord God, where we have any questions, Lord God. We speak the word of Jesus over it, Lord God, that we know that your covenant with us holds true, Lord God. We know that the prophetic word has gone forth over our lives through this ministry, through this community, Lord God, holds true. We pray for the manifestation of all these things, Lord God. Use us like never before in situations like this where there is destruction and disaster and heartache, Lord God. Use us prophets to speak into the lives of those who need hope, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the power. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you live with us, you live in us, and that we can tap into your kingdom, tap into your greatness, Lord God, to overcome all things. I pray for my family, my husband, the leader of our household, Lord God. I pray that anointing continue to flow through him and into the family, Lord God, as well as I pray for our leaders and our shepherds in your mighty, precious name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful time of fellowship once again. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have provided us this space for those who may not be as near as others to the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah and the ministry. Father, we just thank you for the openness, Lord, that is created here on this call for us to all pray together, Lord, to be one, to create one voice, one sound, Lord, the trumpet that will ring out amongst all kingdoms, Father, and declare that you are in control, Father. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we just continue, Lord, to show us, Lord, in our prophetic eye, Lord, what it is that you are doing, Lord, what it is that you are saying, what it is that you have set up for us, Father. Lord, let us continue to be focused on the prophetic vision that you have already established, Lord. Let us not be swayed, Lord, or discouraged by things that are going on in this earthly realm, Lord. We do thank you for the prophetic eye to see, Lord, the vision that you have for us, Lord. And, Lord, continue to keep those safe, Lord. Continue to bring people to understand, even in the trials and tribulations of these different disasters, Father. Lord, let them understand, Lord, what it may be that is to come what you are saying, Father. Lord, we thank you just for a rejuvenation of your spirit in the people of God, Lord, in non-believers, Father. Lord, let them create a new faith in their lives, Lord, that brings them into a whole new sense of trueness and happiness, Father. And Lord, we just ask you to continue to protect as many families as possible, Lord, and to be with those who may have gone through some trial and tribulation, Father. We just thank you for the reunion of your spirit in this country, Lord, in this globe, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we just thank you for the families. We thank you for the children. We thank you for this going back to school season, Lord. Let each and every child that steps into a classroom, no matter what the school has been graded as in this season, be given the best education possible and be prepared for a new day to come. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Glory be to God. Father, rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. Jesus, you are merciful. Jesus, you will save. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise for the grace of God that is upon our life, Father. And through your blood, my God, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace, Lord, Father, to find help and obtain need, help and the find of need in such a time as this. We give you glory and praise, Father, for that we can enter, Lord, into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts, my God, with praise. Decree and declare, my God, that you are a God, the God of all flesh, and there is nothing too hard for you to do. We thank you, Father, for making the impossible possible. We thank you, Father, that you are still the balm that's in Gilead, Father, and your healing virtue is flowing on this line to the lives of the people, my God. Father, you send your word forth, and you heal, and you deliver from every destruction. So, Father, we are sending forth your word to the sick, the hungry, the needy, that you administer them according to their needs, Father, and bring them into a place, my God, that you ordained for them to be in, Father, in the name of Jesus, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. We thank you, Father, for your anointing release upon the leaders of this house, even I, Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their mission, Father, and their quest to go in, my God, even to Africa, my God, Ghana, Africa, be sent forth your mighty warlock angels on a mighty assignment, my God, that will go with your name written on them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you will go with them, because Father, you will always, as you go before us, my God, you made a crooked path straight, and the rough place is plain and smooth, Father. We thank you, Father, for the new thing that you're doing in the lives of your people, my God, because you said before it's spring forth, you will tell us, Father. And we give you glory and praise, Father, for the anointing that will rest upon, Lord, every household, Lord, even to the globalization of the prophetic, Father, that your name will be exalted, your name will be lifted up. And Lord Jesus said, if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto you. We thank you, Father, for your ministering angel, Father, that will minister strength, even, Lord, to those who are weary, my God, and those of him. But Father, we thank you that you give it power to the faint and those who are weary, increased strength, might, Father. We thank you for the supernatural increase, Father. We thank you, Father, for that you are our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in time of trouble. We thank you for your hedge of protection, even of those who are traveling by land, by air, by sea, even in the train, Father, your protection, Lord, that you will rest over every household, Lord, in every nation. We thank you for your hedge of protection, Father, around the coast of Florida, around the coast in the Gulf, my God, throughout the Caribbean Islands, my God. We thank you for your protection, and we thank you for your mercy that you establish that are new every morning. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, and thank you for the favor, my God, for the lives of the children that are going to school tomorrow. We thank you for a resilient memory, Father, that you would grant unto them, that short-time memory and long-time memory remember the words, my God, the things that would be taught to them. And we thank you for the favor, my God, you will grant them, even with the teachers, in the name of Jesus, because you are a God, my God, that will bless your people with favor. And Lord, we thank you for the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and added no sorrow. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to come together again in agreement, Lord God, with one heart and mind. And thank you for your favor, Lord, and your presence that is in our midst. Continue to have your protection and favor upon each one on the line, Lord, and our families as well. And hear the cry of our hearts, O God, and our prayers for safety and peace, even with all these storms going on, Lord God. We pray for your mercy and intervention, Lord God, that it will even come to naught, Lord, even the one that's gathering, your protection and mercy would be present, O God, and that it would come to naught, Lord God. Let your favor be in our midst, Lord God, and with any in the path of the oncoming storm as well. Let your favor be with those in the flood, Lord, in Texas, for restoration quickly and swiftly, Lord, and help that is needed, Lord God, assistance even for evacuation yet in some places, and provision, Father God. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We speak and declare your goodness and mercy in all these situations, and even with the fires around as well, Lord God, in parts of the U.S. and parts of Canada, Lord God. Let them diminish, Lord God. Intervene in these situations as well, Father God, that your peace, your safety, your protection, and your favor will be present in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let there be testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Juanita.
Father God, we thank you on this evening for this time to pray. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you wash us in your precious blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiveness of all sins, seen and unseen, heard and unheard, and known and unknown. We command the new hurricanes to decrease in category, and for you to just shift them, Lord Jesus, so that the minds and the hearts of those crying out, that we will be your examples on this earth right now in asking for forgiveness for anything that has come forth to make these storms move in such a way. We're asking for just forgiveness of sins. We're asking for forgiveness for just everything, Lord Jesus. We're asking for just peace upon just the earth itself. We're asking for the minds of leaders, whether it be our president or leaders in other countries, for their minds to be at one word, peace, so that they make the right decisions for the people involved. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to cover every victim of the storm of Harvey with your precious blood. We ask that the leaders and organizations working with them, that their minds and their hearts be of that of Jesus the Christ, so that they are leading and they are organizing things in the right manner for those involved. We cease, we declare and decree and cease every spirit of bribery, trickery, and thiefing in regards to the Harvey victims and the donations given. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're already doing. We thank you for covering the minds of every member of POEM with the blood of Jesus so that we may receive the new wisdom given forth. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to refresh Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Jordan with new wisdom and new instructions for us as we go forth in our walking in POEM. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for opening our hearts to be closer to you and giving us the peace of mind so that we can trust even more. Despite the storms, despite the things happening, we trust you, Lord. We believe in you, and we will remain faithful despite what is going on, and we will stand as examples for those who are going through because they will see that we are trusting in you, Lord, and we're believing in you, and they so too will follow suit. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you and we adore you. Amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you. Thank you for every life here on joining on the line this morning. Thank you for a new day even now, Father God. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for a restoration even now. Those that have been displaced, Father God, allow placement to take place for them in their lives even now, Father God. Father God, allow your hand and your work and your mercy to be shown now into those that need your hand of grace and mercies even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for divine peace in all matters and situations in our lives even now. We thank you for love even now. We thank you for our children and our elders, Father God. Touch their minds, Father God. Touch their spirits even now, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God, in your word and in your will, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives, Father God. Father God, allow us to step boldly in your word even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for right relationships and right partnerships, Father God. Father God, allow the good to be drawn to us even now, Father God. Right decisions even now, Father God. Allow us to dream innovative ideas. Let them be birthed through us even now, Father God. Allow the boldness for the entrepreneurship to rise up in us even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for life. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Joyce.
Amen, Father God. We thank you, God. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regard those who suffer affliction, God, from the storm in Texas, God. Visit them with your healing power, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for your great mercy, God, for those who are shedding. Thank you, God, for sustaining them by the assurance of your presence, oh God. And God, lift them out of their despondency, oh God. May the light of faith continue, God, continue to radiate from their rooms, God, as your promise is claimed, God. God, we thank you, God, for being our refuge and underneath your everlasting arms, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our leaders, God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God, and all the leaders that stands with them, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for all your leaders of your churches and leaders that you have all over the world, God. And God, continue to give them directions in their lives, God, in the life of your people, God. And God, help them that they would continue to keep their faithfulness with you, God, even with their wives and their family, God, and even their staff, God. And God, give them, help them, God, that and continue to help them to accomplish the plan that you have for their life, God, and proclaim your name here on earth, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people, the children, their loved ones all around, God. And we thank you, God, for just healing even the children who and all the sick, but even attention to the children, God, that the things that goes on to their body, I mean, it's children that's hurting right now, God, with things that they are going through, God. God, help them, God. Heal them, comfort them, God, in your precious name, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Thank you, God, for keeping the enemy under our feet, oh God. Thank you, God. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praises shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, I want to thank and praise your name for this morning, oh dear God. I want to thank you for this platform, oh dear God, that we could turn our face to the wall to pray to your glory, oh dear God. We want to thank you for allowing us to come to your throne of grace on a continuous basis, Lord God. I thank you for just blessing the sick and the shut-in, oh dear God. I stand in the gap for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and Dr. Yolanda T. Griffin, Reverend George E. Dindy, Father God, and I stand in the gap also for those that have also petitioned me for prayer, oh dear God, for their total complete healing, oh dear God. We see them complete, whole, and complete, oh dear God, according to your will, oh dear God, because you said we are healed by your stripes, oh dear God, and we thank you in advance for the favor that you have bestowed upon us, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name for the anointing, oh dear, that has been bestowed upon Pom, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name for the special anointing that you have placed on our Archbishop Ebonard Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name for allowing us to be all on one accord, oh dear God. We thank and we praise your name for marriages being blessed in this season. We thank and praise your name, Lord God, for debt cancellation, oh dear God, and nothing shall come forth but infinite opulence, oh dear God, that they shall give into to your bosom, oh dear God, so that we can further the prophetic and that we can globalize the prophetic, oh dear God, and take this vision further, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name, Lord God, for our leaders, oh dear God, that are leading us, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name for the favor that you're going to bestow upon the people that's going through the calamities in the world, oh dear God, to let us know that you are in control, that you see all things, you provide everything, and you allow things to happen, oh dear God, to get our attention, Lord God. We thank and we praise your name for allowing us to continuously take out from your bank, oh dear God, with putting little into it, making a little deposit, oh dear God. But we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to bless our hands so that we can obtain wealth to give into you, to your ministry, oh Father God. We thank and we praise your name for just giving us favor when we don't deserve it, oh dear God. And we thank Amen. You and we love you on this morning, oh dear God. These blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen. Amen.
Prophet Yolanda.
Oh, Father God, thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for this time in the prayer, in the midnight call. Thank you, Lord. For Archbishop and Pastor Jordan, thank you for prophetess, continue healing for prophetess Cynthia Dawson. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for giving peace in Texas and in where the flood is. Thank you, Lord, for covering the flood and those who lost home and loved one. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for giving them grace and strength. And thank you, Lord, for families who are in need of prayer. Thank you for covering the family. Thank you for my father who's in the home, and you watching over him. Thank you for putting a hedge of protection over him and the elderly too. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for what's going on in this country. Thank you, Lord, for the covering of the blood. Thank you, Lord, for my mother and for giving my family peace. Peace of mind. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your goodness. Oh, thank you, Lord, for all any prayer request may be made. Thank you for answering them. Thank you for giving grace. Thank you for increase. Thank you for their cancellation. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your goodness. Give you the praise, the honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father God, for we know that your word says that men shall pray continuously, Father God. And we thank you now, Father God, for your word also says that forsake not the assembling of yourselves. We thank you now for touching all of our leaders, touching their vision, touching their hearts, Father God, touching their minds, Father God, continuing to grant them the strength, Father God, of the Lord. We thank you now, Father God, for touching each and every elder in our community, Father God, touching our children, touching their minds, touching their hearts and bodies, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for you touching them even as they go into the school year, Father God. Want to lift up even those that are sick and shut in, Father God, for your word declares that in you we live, move, and have our being, Father God. We thank you for giving us access to our being, Father God. I want to lift up those that are sick and shut in, Father God, and we decree them heal, whole, and complete, Father God. Right now, Father God, we want to speak against and plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over any depression, oppression, Father God, regression, recession, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for what you're doing, even in Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to lift up even all of those prayer requests and supplications, Father God, even unto you, Father God. I want to thank you for what you're doing even in their lives, Father God, and even in your people's lives, Father God. I want to thank you for being a light unto our path, Father God, and making the crooked path straight, Father God. I want to thank you for touching even those that are in need, Father God, and touching those that are extending helping hands, Father God. Continue to just cover your people, Father God. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise, glory, and honor in the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for allowing us to gather, God. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to pray, God. And Father God, you get all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we thank you, Lord God, for every utterance. We seal this prayer with grace and gratitude, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Just want to let everyone know, please go to PastorDeborahJordan.com and share and get the prophetic prayer call, midnight prayer call is right there on our website. Go right to the shopping cart and please download it. Also, we'll be back here for 9 a.m., our 9 a.m. conference call with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi. Want to invite everybody to come and join us for Man Cave Monday a little later on today from noon to 1 on this same conference line. It's going to be myself, Prophet Prentice, as well as Prophet James Hamilton and Prophet Gregory Jackson. So come and join the conversation. Thank you so much, Prophetess.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to say good night and God bless, and we'll see you back here for the midnight prayer call at 11:52 p.m. God bless. Good night.